Now, I would like to share just a little bit on what takeaways I have from being gone for a couple weeks. The people that I interacted with, the people of India, the church in India, they don't have it all together. They're not in places of spiritual maturity that are beyond us and all the things that we sometimes picture in places of persecution or of places where the gospel is spreading rapidly. These people are dysfunctional like us. They're people trying to figure out what it means to follow Jesus. They're trying to figure out what it means to walk with Jesus. What does a relationship with him look like? They're trying to figure out what it means to be in love with Jesus. What it means to go beyond a religion and a practice and a habit. And what it means to walk along with Jesus. These people have been rescued, redeemed, removed from circumstances that sometimes are horrific. They are being persecuted. They are being separated from vital relationships, both family and friends, communities. But yet they have this joy. They have this unbelievable, unrelenting passion for Jesus and for him to be known to those who don't know him. They understand that they have been freed. They understand that they have been purchased. And they have this passion for Jesus. They long for him. They have a zeal that goes beyond what we see oftentimes in this community, in this situation. And so what has happened is they have gone and they have proclaimed Jesus. They have gone to their neighbors. They have gone to the communities. They've gone to the relationships that they had prior to this. It's a pretty amazing thing to watch. And so every time I come home, I have this sense of being unsatisfied. Where's my zeal for Jesus, the person of Jesus Christ? Knowing that he has redeemed me, he has rescued me, he has restored me, he has reconciled me, where is the passion for him? I look at the church in the West, and I think, Jesus, what are you going to have to do to shake us out of our haze? What are you going to have to do to shake us from the foundation of being without zeal, apathetic? See, oftentimes we weigh the sacrifice that's going to be needed in order to passionately follow Jesus, in order to allow his Holy Spirit to work in us, to allow him to refine and change us. We oftentimes look at the sacrifice and say it's too great. It's going to take free time. It's going to take a sacrifice of maybe resource. It's going to take a sacrifice of maybe even relationships. But you know what? For these people, no sacrifice was too great. It's pretty amazing. I think of the love that they demonstrated. And actually, in my reading this week, I was in the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 through 9, it says, "Then I heard the sound of massed choirs, the sound of a mighty cataract, the sound of strong thunder. Hallelujah, the Master reigns, our God, the Sovereign Strong. Let us celebrate, let us rejoice, let us give him that glory. The marriage of the Lamb has come, his wife has made herself ready. She was given a bridal gown of bright and shining linen. The linen is the righteousness of the saints. The angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb," he added. "These are the true words of God. The marriage of the Lamb has come. His wife has made herself ready." Are we ready? Do we have this burning passion for Jesus? So when he appears, we are going to be enthralled and rejoice. This is quite appropriate for me, reading through this week. Where's the zeal? Where's the passion? Fortunately, I'm living in a time when I'm away, I can always, no matter where I am, I can always Skype. Skype is absolutely amazing. It is absolutely amazing. But I am not strong enough to go away and not be connected to my family. Now, God can do whatever he wants to do. I understand that. But as I look through the ages, through the past, and those who have gone and gone months, weeks, years without loved ones, it's simply amazing to me. But I had the opportunity to Skype my family. Now, understand that if I were to call my wife on Skype, and she would have been almost, what's the word I'm looking for? Unresponsive, sort of indifferent to me calling, that would have been devastating. That would have been utterly devastating to me, being away, being separated, and having my wife be indifferent, or having my kids be indifferent. You know, we have oftentimes approached Jesus this way. We've approached him as his presence, with his presence around us. We've been almost indifferent. I can't imagine what it would be like when I returned home, if my wife and my kids would be like, "Hey, there's leftovers in the fridge. I'm working out, and I'll be home soon." Or, "You know what? Staying over with my friends. Sorry, welcome home, Dad." But yet, I wonder how we respond to Jesus. That's what this table is. This table is connecting us formally, yes, in an ordinance that God has asked us to do, yes. But it's Jesus saying, "Bride, I'm coming. I'm coming home. I'm coming back. And I'm going to take you home with me. I'm coming to reunite us, to unite us in ways that you won't even can ever imagine." The table is such that this is God calling to us. And I guess for me this morning, am I going to be indifferent to that? Am I going to be unresponsive to that? Jesus is calling to his bride. He's calling to his bride, saying, "Remember this. Remember who I am to you. Remember what I've done for you. Remember the extent of my sacrifice in order that we could be united. Yes, definitely now. But one day, the marriage supper will come. For the last time, we will sit and we will partake of this with Jesus there." What an amazing thought. That day is coming. There's a finality to this. It will all come to a point where we will take this one more time. But until then, until we are united, he calls out and he says, "Remember, don't be indifferent. Don't be unresponsive. Recall my love for you. Recall your passion and your love for me. This is not, as Lance said, this is not Alliance Community Church's table. This is not the Christian and Missionary Alliance table. This is the Lamb's table. This is the Lord's table. And so as we come, we're going to worship, and then we're going to have some reflection, and then we'll partake together. But as you worship, I'm not asking you to get into a frenzy. Although if you want to, I mean, that's between you and God. But I want you to be reflective on who Jesus is to you. I want you to worship him for who he is. Recalling all that he has done for you. All that he has made ready for you. That we could take together in a place of passionate love and affection for the Savior. Let's pray. Father, as we sing, as we reflect, as we recount, God, I pray that we would be cognizant of your presence. That we would not dismiss this as some habit, some thing we do the first week of the month. God, would you restore to us places of intimacy and of love and affection? Jesus, you said to the church, I believe in Ephesus, you've lost that love. You've lost the first love. You've lost the connectivity. God, would you please restore these things in our hearts? I pray that you would renew our hearts. Restore us, redeem us in places where we have ignored you, where we have been indifferent to your voice. God, please, we ask, prepare our hearts as we reflect and are introspective. Prepare us to meet you today, this morning, maybe in a fresh way. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 says in verse 21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. I invite you to stand.